holy, holy, holy.
He is
holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Sing it again. He's holy. You are
holy, holy, holy.
He is
holy, holy, holy.
Holy Lord, yeah.
Holy, holy, holy. I want to see.
Sing it again.
You.
Proclaim His holiness this morning. He's holy, yes, He is. He is
holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy.
He is
holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Yes, I do.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open my eyes, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
See you high.
See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
To see you
high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your power.
Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy.
Sing it again.
Holy,
see you high and lifted up.
See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory.
Pour
out your power and love as we sing holy. Holy, holy,
we sing.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy Lord.
Holy, holy,
there's no one like you, Lord. Holy, yeah.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy Lord.
I
sing
want
that again.
To see.
Would you stand and sing it with us?
You are holy, sing yes, holy. You are.
Sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy,
you are.
Holy, holy, holy,
yes, you are.
Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Give Him praise all over this house. Come on, lift Him up. Lift Him up. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we lift you up. We magnify and exalt your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place today. Have your way in every heart and life. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 5. I would like for you to turn there with me. Matthew chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5, beginning with verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went upon the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You, verse 13, are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Praise the Lord for his holy word. Would you stretch your hand toward me today and pray with me and for me, and I'll do the same for you, Lord. We come to your word now in reverence. We come in meekness. We come in humility. We come hungry for it, Lord. Your word is living and powerful. Your word is life. And we're asking for your word to go forth and accomplish what you send it to accomplish. You said it would do that. It wouldn't return void. And I'm asking you to anoint your spokesman today, Lord. I stand here as a vessel that I'm asking you to use it to flow through and work through for your glory and the upbuilding of your kingdom. I pray that your people, Lord, would hear this message. They would hear the word of the Lord. It would shake them up, Father. Shake them and stir them to action, Lord. Not just to say it was a good word, but Lord, that it would get in their spirit and that it would stir them up, Lord, and it produce lasting change and it would transform us, God. That is my prayer for your people today. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this place. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Holy Spirit, have your way among us. May we worship you through the Word at this time, this season you've given us to be together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayers this morning. Blessed. We are blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? Well, the world has one idea of what it means to be blessed. And when you look at the Greek word here in this passage, makarios, it literally means happy. But it doesn't mean happy in the sense that the world would understand it and the world would see it. It means happiness as it relates and as it's connected to the holiness of God. It means happiness as it is connected to a right relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, that means that whether I'm up or whether I'm down, whether I'm having a good day or whether I'm having a bad day, whether things are going my way or they're not going my way, I can declare that because of my position in Christ, because of who I am in Him, and because I am seeking to live out His Word and obey what He says, that means I'm approved by God, right? As I do what He says, the blessings of the... I can declare that I am blessed. You can declare that you are blessed today. Some of you maybe didn't feel like getting up and coming to church today, but how many of you know that you're blessed for doing so? You're blessed because you made an intentional decision that I'm going to go to the house of the Lord and I'm going to glean, I'm going to get everything I can out of the service through the music, through the preaching, through the giving, through the Sunday school. I'm going to draw everything out of that I possibly can because I'm hungry for God. We're blessed. We're blessed. But here's the next question I want to ask you. Why are you blessed? Just so you can say you're blessed? Just to say that, well, that was a great service today? Or just to say God has really blessed me? I'm here to tell you this morning, you are blessed to be a blessing. Turn to somebody beside of you and tell them, you're blessed to be a blessing. Isn't that what the Lord was trying to tell us through Abraham? Our father, if you will. Father Abraham had many sons. And many sons had Father Abraham. How many remember that song? And I'm one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. I remember that standing up on the front of the church with the children choir, singing that every week. But why was Abraham blessed? He was blessed because it was accounted to him for righteousness. He believed God before circumcision ever came into being. He was blessed, and God had blessed Abraham to be a blessing. And you and I are sons of Abraham. He's blessed you and me to be a blessing also. God's not called us to hoard the blessings that He pours out upon us. He's called us to be sharers. He's called